The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. Sounded a little gentlemanly.
Good morning. A little choppy there.
I get nothing from you. I get nothing. Throw me a bone once in a while.
Oh, right? Come on. All right, then so, you wouldn't know what to do over there.
That's probably true.
Yeah, let's be truthful.
Okay, I'm going to throw you under the bus now.
You do anyway.
No, I don't. I never do. Stop it. Today,
yes.
Today is October 8th, 2023, and I'm in the studio. See, try just stumble, tongue tie one time, and you're just going to be stripped of your dignity.
That was so painful.
I'm feeling the pain.
Feelings.
Anyway, I'm in the studio with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy smacking around.
Good morning, everybody.
And the kid that rocks around the clock's not here today. I guess he's out on assignment, as
yes,
they say.
Is.
We have Christina in the booth doing a great job. She's the cutie with the booties.
Yeah, she's got some really cute cool boots on.
I meant it that way.
Good morning.
Anyway, we're brought to you by Julie Foster Insurance Agent, 810 Main Street, Red Bluff, California, 530-527-5534. I'm just stumbling around today. She is the best and will take care of all your insurance needs. And also Luke Pearson Construction, Custom Homes and Excavating. They're licensed and bonded, 530-605-9575. And Jeff Wurst down there at where?
At Crackmasters. You can trust your windshield and good hands with Jeff down there on Market Street. He's a great guy. He's located at 3208 East Market Street. Or give him a call at 530-241-8373.
You can also trust Marty McGill over there at Clear Creek Microgreens with your microgreens.
Just, that's important.
Yeah.
They're good.
Yeah. I'm a microgreen guy.
You can take that a lot of ways. There's a lot of micro.
I don't know, buddy.
Micro.
Okay, so it was a stretch. Shut up.
Micro mushrooms. Micro what?
We'd also like to steer you.
Did you hear Kevin Christ from
that? Yeah, that's right. That made me think of the micro mushrooms.
I didn't hear that yet.
I'm
always setting up the show, and I can't do both and listen sometimes, you know. I'd like to. I should go back. We're also working in conjunction with mountaintopmedia.com. You can go there and see all of our podcasts. There's a lot of different good ones over there. You got Jefferson State of Mind, which we just happen to have a hold over here in the studio. If you couldn't tell whose voice was, he's probably under some kind of a something. I don't know.
He's something.
What do they call that? A restraining order or something?
No.
Just kidding.
I knew that was going to happen.
Just kidding.
How uninformed can we be?
Well, extremely ill-informed.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway, we've got Terry Raposa in the studio with us here today. That was not a setup. That was just a joke. What's the matter? You?
He's really loud in my
I know how that one
ears.
Is.
I am?
In my ears, yeah.
Anyway, we got Terry Raposa
in my ear
sitting in the studio here with us, and I know you recognize this voice. It's got a distinctive voice, And so we wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, the scuttlebutt.
Oh, the newspaper article?
You know, the I don't even think that qualifies as a newspaper article.
Yeah, it doesn't.
I you know, we talk about journalism. I don't think of the Record Fleshlight. I really don't. I think of a lot of things when I think of the Record Fleshlight, and most of them swirl in a big circle and then end up in the river or someplace.
But usually your articles are supposed to have truth.
No, they've twisted everything. They twist everything. They lie about everything. It's like CNN only. It's our local CNN, you know, which is down to like 50,000 viewers, by the way, because after a while, you know, you could. We should do a whole program on, here's the truth, here's what they said. Here's the truth, here's what they said. And you'll, and it's like at some point in time, you go, well, why am I listening to those guys unless I'm a moron?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't agree more, man.
Because they don't tell the truth about it. See, journalism.
Boy.
Is supposed to
somebody
be.
Somebody wound him up. Here we go.
I think that double shot espresso is kicking in right now.
Well, no, I don't blame you. Go ahead.
But journalism is supposed to be trying to convey to you the truth based on available information. It's not supposed to be trying to twist you into a narrative that is predetermined before the story even started.
It's
not
supposed
even
to be on facts.
It only assumptions. So anyway, the article that you're alluding to is when...
facts! We need those stinking facts! Go ahead, sorry.
Okay.
I couldn't help myself.
I know you can't. It's okay. We'll just try to take the key out of his back, you know. So anyway, yeah, that article that was done by the Record Search Life by Damien Author, long story short, what happened is that there was some misappropriation of and assumptions that are not factual in making allegations, so to speak, well, maybe in some people's opinions, allegations about the fact that there were several people under investigation by the sheriff's office. My name was in that article. Sheriff Johnson called me and we talked a bit, and none of that is factual. I'm not under any kind of investigation. I know the sheriff said that, you know, you're not being accused of anything, quote. And the other thing is that none of the article basically was factual. It was assumption and not true. And it stirred up a lot of people, and he doesn't even know why Damon Author even did that thing, but he's not very happy about it. And there's been several things at the sheriff's office written about that. But here's the deal. The deal is, folks, is that if you're just a normal citizen, and I know a lot of people say, well, you know, you're on the radio, you do podcasts, blah, 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 blah. We pay to do that. We pay to have our voices heard. And again, Carl's very fair with us. So this is not anything. And that's the way radio works or TV works. A lot of it works that way.
Mm-hmm.
And he's very fair with us. So it's nothing to do with that as far as what we pay. The point is that we're not celebrities. We're not elected officials. And when you have someone in the press that believes that they're above the law and they can say what they want about you whenever they want about you, even if it's not true, make assumptions, do that kind of thing, they are not exempt from the law.
I'm totally biting my tongue right now.
They're not exempt from the law. And the thing is that, so the real deal is that, you know, okay, yeah, if I was an elected official, I'm not. If I was a celebrity, I'm not. In fact, I'm just everybody. I'm a nobody that's everybody that wants their kids to have liberty and freedom. And I'm a nobody, but I'm everybody that wants to have liberty back for our country.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a nobody, but I'm everybody that wants to have freedom like we should have, guaranteed by God and guaranteed by the Constitution. But guess what? All us nobodies who are everybody become somebody, and that's what we the people are. And we're really damn sick and tired of all this all this BS.
Bull pucky.
That goes on with all this stuff that can be, and it's just, you know, it's just not going to be tolerated anymore. We're just not going to tolerate it. Stay tuned. We're not tolerating that. I'm just going to say stay tuned. That's as far as I'm going to go.
So I just want to be clear, if possible. There is no investigation, and that was
I'm not involved in any investigation.
So that was basically, propaganda media.
Well, it's your opinion on what that is, what the opinion is that I got.
The
opinion I got was that nothing was factual. Nothing's related to anything else. I'm not under any kind of scrutiny or any kind of investigation, never was, am not, and everything has been assumed, and what the article said was, quote, not factual.
So my question is, number one, why? And what did you do, cancel your subscription?
No, I think, well, here's the deal. The deal is that we're starting, the nobodies are starting to get, becoming everybody.
Becoming
and the
a
nobody,
problem.
And the nobodies are a problem because we're everybody. So we're really having a lot of issues that are going on. And we do have Peter on the line. And I want to stop right there because I always like to hear Peter. If that's okay with you, Mark,
is it okay? We're going to bring Peter on. Good morning, Peter.
Hey, Peter.
Hey, good morning, you guys. I can't tell you how much I love being around guys like you. I'm having a lot of trouble dealing with the evil that's going on in America right now and the whole world. But I really didn't think I'd ever be going through this, what I'm going through in America. I mean, bearing in mind, I'm a legal immigrant that's been through an FBI check and everything else. But I find this issue with Sheriff Johnson very, very troubling. You know, I got a son that's in a lieutenant in law enforcement in another county. I've never been in jail for anything that, I've been through an FBI check, okay, unlike all these assholes that are coming over the border right now. But I did a bit of homework on who the hell this American side is.
What side is it? You cut out a little bit, Peter. What side is it?
It's the American Oversight.
Oversight.
The mob you people are talking about that tasked the sheriff to investigate guys like you and Terry.
Well, you know, they get $400,000 grant every year to do that from the government. Did you know that?
Well, listen, mate. Look, I checked them out. There's the executive director who his name is Heather Sawyer. She's into civil rights, Lambda, which I had to check out. That's all those gay people. ACLU, a Chicago Hall of Fame, and she is, according to a Jim Bennett, the most popular lesbian ever to come out of Chicago. A sure communist. Now, if you go through all these people that are there, another 36 underneath her, I can't even pronounce most of their names. But there's 27 females, 5 men, and 3 suspects. I don't know what they are. So, these are going by their names. They're Muslims, they're communists, they're not Americans, okay, as far as I'm concerned. And what bothers me is, look, I don't know anything about our sheriff here. I've heard some good things about him from people I trust, and I don't want to be disrespectful to him, but I want to ask the question, does the sheriff have the right to tell these people to go take a hike?
He did. He did, Peter. He did tell them. He wrote and did do that. The sheriff was very pleased with him getting back to me. In fact, the first time I called him and left a message, he got right back to me. I just couldn't get it. I was on a couple of other lines, so I don't have any heartburn with that at all. I thought he was very frank with me. I thought he was, it was a great response. I don't have any problem there. I mean, I think that, I don't have an issue with that at all. I don't think that he can, I mean, if somebody has a California Public Records Act that they put in, okay, there could be all kinds of different things that happen. And I believe that the law is 79600, and I looked it up, and somebody could say, you know, that this guy named Peter Scales drove by me, and I cut him off, and he flipped me off. And that could be an investigation.
Which I probably
okay,
would.
So I mean, there's something. Yeah, you would. I know you would. You know, and because we're on the radio and not on a podcast, you can't say what you call out and say them. So we got to keep that straight because we don't want Christina, who's a wonderful producer, to get in trouble or have to hit that button right away, which she's hovering over right now. So the thing is that, no, I was perfectly satisfied with the response. I was perfectly satisfied with the way the sheriff got back to me so quickly. And I wasn't the only person. There were several people that they got back to. I mean, part of this article said that that Kevin Cry, his phone had been something that they were looking into, meaning this organization you're talking about. And something else we have to understand. You know, you talk about, well, I don't want to really talk about it on the phone. Probably the safest place you can do it, because they can get a hold of your anything you got. I don't care if you're on Signal. I don't care what secret handshake you have. They can find anything digitally on you. They can find anything on the computer on you. They can find anything online on you. They can look at your texts. But it's really hard to have a conversation, especially if you and I are talking, Peter, to decipher what, you know, everything and get to what you really want to hear, because we may be talking about everything under the sun.
I have a question.
Well, listen, am I crazy?
Mark has a question, buddy. Go ahead.
I have a question.
Yeah.
What about requesting a formal retraction from the record searchlight? Would that?
I have options. I'm just waiting. I'm not in a hurry.
All right.
I'm not in a hurry.
I would just think that if they would have to retract it under the circumstances, which would be an admission of having the story.
That has been suggested by the authorities.
Yeah. Yeah. I would think
so. That has been suggested before. So the point is that the problem is we let these guys get away with it. But once they start picking on private citizens, again, if you're an elected official, you know, or let's say that Mark and Linda made their living, which they do not, make their living doing this program, you know, they're probably good enough to, but they aren't doing that. So
we're
let's
not
say they make
paid.
A living doing that, then okay, they're fair game. You know, if you're Mike Lindell, you're kind of fair game. I mean, if you're these people, you're fair game. But that's not what this is. And I think that, you know, I think somebody really, you know, slipped on a banana peel and it sort of went.
Listen, am I correct in assuming that this group of 37 people? And I looked at who they're funded by. And
are you talking? Now you're talking
Jay
about
Kinnear
that.
There.
You're talking about the group that filed the California Public Records Act. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, American Oversight.
Right.
You know, they're funded by gay billionaires, and I mean, as I say, the deputy executive of this group is CHIMACHUKWA. If you can pronounce that, God knows where they're from, but they're not born in America. But listen, am I correct that this is just a bunch of LBGT people or whatever you call them?
I don't know if that has anything to do with that. Yeah, it probably has nothing to do with that. They just see
Hang on, let me finish. They're all involved in everything that is un-American, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, yeah, I agree with that statement. That's not what I'm saying. I think Mark's got some thoughts here, though.
Hang on, Terry. Let me finish. So,
well, yeah, we got there. There's you've been on for a long time, my good friend, and it's not my show. And I know Mark's got some thoughts, and I love you a bunch, but Mark's got some thoughts here.
Well, I was just looking at this American Oversight website and investigations.
Yeah, I'm there too.
And, you know, figuring out what they do and who they are. And it looks like they're a very left wing organization. I don't know who. I haven't done enough research on them to figure out who was behind them or why. But it's a no-brainer. I mean, we've got them coming out of the woodwork as far as, you know, all these organizations that are working in conjunction with different government agencies that are funded by, you know, who knows where. I mean, it's this money is coming. See, the problem is always going to get to the root of the evil, which is the money, in my opinion.
$400,000, by the way, is given to them on a grant from the government. I just want to let you – I wanted to give you that fact. They get $400,000 a year as a grant from the government, and they're using that for
some reason. And we are so deep into debt, and all they're doing is counterfeiting money constantly. That's what's funding all this stuff. That's why, you know, you go to the Bible, not to get religious, but the root of all evil is the love of money, not necessarily the money.
Right.
But that's what's going on here, is all of these funds that are coming from everywhere worldwide are coming from central banks that are counterfeiting. And somebody behind the central banks is funding all this stuff and is funding this reset, if you will, to get us to a point where, you know, our government is turning on us based on corruption and based on money, you know, working in conjunction with these other, these NGOs, these non-governmental agencies. So,
well, most all your media and news outlets are controlled by BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street.
That's right.
So, that's where it's
at. Including Fox.
Almost absolutely everyone is by those three.
You're right.
And they go back and forth about the, you know, who's on the board, you know. It's, they all sit on all three of them, but they're the ones that control all of it.
So I think what the moral of the story is we got to not let these guys keep getting away with it over. And that's why we do the radio program and whatever recourse you decide that you're going to take against anybody in the newspaper or the individual reporter, whatever. That's up to you. But the problem with all of this is also the solution. The problem is that we're getting attacked, and the solution is that we start fighting back.
Yeah, you know, and that's an interesting point, because even Sally, I mean, you guys have known Sally forever, right? When Sally says something like, we just can't let them keep getting away with this.
Right.
That should scare everybody on the left when she says it, because it's sort of like she's the mom that doesn't spank anybody. But when she spanks you, you remember it.
Well, see, but what they're trying to do is they're trying to set us up. And,
yep.
And they're trying to set us up. That's why when they did the Patriot Act back in 9/11. Yeah.
You mean the Take Away Our Rights Act?
The Take Away Our Rights Act, exactly. That was a setup. And anybody who was watching them knew it was a setup. This is going to get ugly, because what they're going to do is they're going to turn it on their own people. That's what they're doing. That's why all these idiots are walking around going, you're a terrorist. Not because it's a legal term that has been turned against its own people. If I call you a terrorist, that puts you under the Patriot Act. Now all of a sudden all bets are off. It doesn't matter that you're a terrorist or not. You know, you're a terrorist if you attend a school board meeting.
Yeah,
and you
know, I mean, can you believe that? Well, see, something. Okay, here's the deal with schools, and I really want to get this from you, because you deal with this, Mark. You deal with this all the time with your grandkids. So I want to run this by you. Hey, folks, I want you to tell me what's wrong with this sentence. Government-controlled school. Government-funded school. State-controlled curriculum. State-funded school. What's wrong with those sentences?
Where does the state everything? Get all their funds?
The whole thing? The whole thing is what's wrong with
who's
it?
Who's supposed to control the state? Who is the state?
The government's not even supposed to be in education.
Isn't that supposed to be we the people are them?
People don't know what we the people means, but when you look at the 10th Amendment, okay, anything that is not delegated to the federal government, to the United States government, it's not delegated. You can't delegate something unless you're the higher power. If you're an equal power with the government, you can't delegate them to something.
Right. That's why rights are unalienable, because you can't even give them away if you want to.
Right. That's exactly right, Mark. And if you talk about delegate, the word delegate is giving temporary trust of something. Then the other part of that, it's reserved to who? The states and the people. What does reserve mean? Reserve means you have ownership. You own it. And people don't really understand those two words. And those are two things we have to understand. We have to understand the word delegate, and we have to understand the word reserved. You can't use these words or this knowledge unless you know what they mean, and then use it as power. And really and truly, I think that's something that people really have to look at, because we throw that term around all the time. We the people. Most people think there's a deal between the states and the federal government. No. The federal government is the creation of the states.
Well, and we the people created the states. And what the state and the federal government and every government agency, local all the way to the top, has what's called a fiduciary obligation. Under the 10th Amendment, we gave them the trust of protecting
delegated.
These rights and delegated to them. But when you are in a situation where you have a trust, as in a living trust or a trust that you set up for whatever, and you put the trustees in charge of your property or whatever, if they break the fiduciary obligation, they can be then revoked as the people who are administering the estate. That's kind of what's going on here a little bit, is that they have broken their trust. They are no longer operating for the benefit of the people, but they are attacking the people that gave them these rights in the first place. And under the auspices of doing it all for the good of the community, and in the meantime, what they're doing is they're usurping all the power and taking over the property. And that's what the ultimate goal of the communist is. If Karl Marx could... They asked Karl Marx if he could sum up in one sentence what the communism was about, or the Communist Manifesto, whatever. It was about the abolition of private property, because if you can, and when you put this all in context with the trust that you're given, this is about who owns the land. Who owns the property? Is it the government that owns the land, or is it we the people that have property rights inside the land? And if you take those away, there's a direct link of property rights to freedom. That's what this is really all about, whether it's the money, whether it's the control of the land, whether it's the farming. You take your pick. But it's all about getting control of everything into the hands of the few, the government agencies, and ultimately the banks, because they're funding everything and putting us all in debt. And I have a little clip that we want to play about, gee, what's the problem with our national security, you know, when we owe trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars. I actually should play that right now. I'm getting a little angry here, obviously. But this is what we're talking about, okay? And the people that are promoting this are useful idiots, and the fact is they're going to end up in poverty just like everybody else with the government controlling everything. They don't get it. Now, I got a couple.
Well, they think that they're untouchable, that it's not going to happen to them. But it is.
Well, let me play this. I got a clip here. This is actually from the Trish Regan show. And the clip is, with, the War Room, what's his name?
Steve Bannon.
Thank you. And this is part of this whole thing. We're giving all of our rights over to these government agents. We're not giving them. They're taking these rights away from us, whether we like it or not, through the court system, through lawfare, through the local officials, through corruption. Take your pick. These NGOs. And what's going to happen is that we're responsible for the funding of all this. And in the end, this whole thing collapses, which is exactly what they want. And then everybody is going to be struggling to have food and a place to stay. I mean, look around you. Homeless people everywhere. Oh, well, because the economy's doing so great. We've been gaslit so much, we don't even know the frickin' what's up and what's down here. But I think this clip might make it a little clearer. Here we go.
Solution. You want to compromise in a coalition and to get the people paid and get on with the business and set up the committees? How about this? 100 days to save America. And in that 100 days, Donald J. Trump will be voted tonight or tomorrow to be Speaker of the House. And the Republicans say, we're going to do it for 100 days. And in the 100 days, you get everything set up, all the investigations set up, and Trump begins the negotiations now. Not when they run out of money. They said, oh, the crisis is going to hit us in the summer or fall. Well, that's where they're out of cash, and I can put the gun to your head. We're out of cash. The full faith and credit got to do it. No, let's start it now. We know what this is about. You're not going to hide anymore, and you're not going to lie anymore, and you're not going to spin anymore. And if you want somebody in the room that understands how to do these types of negotiations, his entire professional career is doing that, is Donald J. Trump. 100 days. Let's get him in the room. And let's do the debt ceiling. Let's do all the, let's do the spending. Let's talk about the madness. And let's talk about the Federal Reserve. Who knows more about money or interest rates than Donald Trump? Remember, Ralph Norman's come to this as a real estate developer because it's so interest rate sensitive. What he said yesterday, right now we're on the verge of spending $1 trillion on interest a year. $1 trillion a year, bigger than defense budget. You want to talk about a national security problem? You want to talk running around? We got national security. We got to get Kevin McCarthy right now because this is a national security problem. We got all those guys, the military veterans. I honor their service. Honor their service. National security issue. National security. Here's the national security issue. You're spending $1 trillion a year more on the defense budget, which is out of control, on interest. That's a national security problem. And I got a solution. And tell me anybody's got a better solution for right now, for this afternoon. Give it, hey, how about this? 100 days of Donald Trump. Let's get him in the room. You don't think their heads will blow up? You don't think that the Senate, oh, you can't do that. You got Trump? What are you talking about? You want to put it in their ear, you want to get up in their grill, give me Trump for 100 days. You give me Trump for 100 days and you'll start the process of sorting out this mess. And the fact that they hate it so much is the better reason we ought to do it.
Now, I want to play a little bit of more of this of Trish Regan in her response, because I'm not necessarily advocating that Donald Trump is the Speaker of the House.
You really think that would happen?
I don't know.
I mean, and how would it happen?
I'm not sure of all the legal remedies and ramifications of that, but that's not what I'm talking about here. I'm illustrating the point of Well, I'm illustrating the point of the national security issue on the debt and the overspending.
Which is true.
Which is true.
Yeah.
And so, now, this is saying he'll do it. I don't know. I haven't followed up, but I'm not using this clip as a promotion for Donald Trump as much as I'm saying what he's saying factually about all the deficit and the deficit spending and what it's creating. So let's listen to Trish Regan follow up just for a minute, and then you'll see what I'm talking about.
So I got a solution.
So someone heard that. That would be Donald J. Trump. And he's like, you know what? If need be, I will do that. He's actually formally coming out in support of Jim Jordan. Interestingly, that was the guy I chose by the way. And, you know, I haven't loved this whole process. I don't think it makes us look good, blah, 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 blah. But I am very much an optimist in that now we have an opportunity to hopefully be doing the right thing. And I think we need some leadership when it comes to the economy, when it comes to all this debt, $33 trillion and counting. Outstanding total liabilities, somewhere around $200 trillion, and those are probably conservative numbers. This is not a workable situation. You wonder why they're talking about the fall of the Roman Empire. We got a lot in common, shall we say, with ancient Rome. A lot, including all of this spending, living off the dole, so many military expenditures around the world. It's not sustainable, ladies and gentlemen, so you're going to make some tough choices and have some tough decisions ahead.
Now, that's my point.
Well, okay. Well, here's a question I have. Did she just say, or did I mishear
yes.
it? Did she just say, or did I mishear her say that Trump wants to do this?
He said he would.
He said he
would do it. Okay. Yeah. So if in fact he would do it and we get the votes for him to do it, that'd be great. I'd be amazed though with everything that's going on that he could do it at this point, but I'm not saying he couldn't. You know, I know there's been a lot of talk and a lot of things going on about, I mean, it'd be a great solution if we could reinstall him as president.
I think it's unclear whether he can do it or not, because in the House rules, what it says is that if you're under indictment or indictment that you can't serve a speaker.
Yeah,
but those are the House rules. Those are policies. Those are not law.
I was on a text thread. You know, those things that they can trace. I was on a text thread with 13 people from 13 states, and they were talking about this, and I was just sort of listening. I didn't really add into it. I called a couple of them and talked to them about it, but my thought process is, yeah, in a perfect world, I mean, if this can be done and Donald Trump can do it and he's willing to do it, hey, yesterday is too late, right?
Let's do it.
Okay, so my thought process is it more of the stuff we've been hearing and hearing and hearing? We all live through QAnon. I mean, you know, how many October surprises have we had?
Right.
None. Okay, so my point is that we keep – all this stuff keeps going and going and going and going, and then 10 minutes later, it's different. Another one, it's different.
Right.
And I think for a lot of this – now, what you're saying, Mark, is totally accurate. The solution to that is hell knows.
Here's a wonderful solution, but is it
a viable solution, and is it something that really is reality, or is it just more stuff for people to run down a rabbit trail? Here's what I'm saying.
I'm not even talking about that. What I'm talking about is what we got going is not sustainable from an economic, 100%. Financial standpoint. That's the point I'm 100%. Making here.
Right.
And whether Trump and they all do these games and
but
this
that's
and that.
Their solution,
but,
Mark.
But what I'm telling you is there is no solution at
that's
this point.
That's exactly what I think.
And we agree. There's no solution at this point. This is going to collapse. If you are not prepared for that collapse, and now this isn't just the United States that's collapsing. China's collapsing.
It's global.
This is a global collapse of the finances because they're all doing the same thing.
Why don't they have the same urgency that we the people have?
Because
why don't they have the same urgency?
Who's they?
Yeah.
Steve Bannon, all these people. Why don't they have the same urgency and say, okay, this solution needs to be now. How about the people that we have in the House of Representatives? How about the people we have in the Senate? We need the solution now, yesterday.
Well,
this is a real solution.
I think Dan Bongino said some good things this last week about, don't trust any of these rat bastards, you know?
Well, that's what I'm trying to say.
Well, I'm agreeing with you.
Yes.
I'm agreeing with you. What I'm saying is I'm just pointing out the facts here.
And you're right.
And they're irrefutable.
100%.
I think her numbers are even lower than that.
100%.
Right now we are acquiring debt at almost $1 billion an hour.
Yes.
While our tax receipts are going down, this is going to collapse. The question is, what rises up out of the ashes?
And does one man able to change all that?
No. No, this has to be a local level thing, and you have to get control of your local government. That's why the fight's going on in our county, for example, at the local level. That's why you've got all these rats trying to get rid of Cry. The Cry hasn't even had time to do anything wrong.
In 13 states, 13 people that are involved in some way politically in 13 states are talking about, well, maybe this is the solution, and you're on for hours and hours and hours reading this stuff. What I'm saying is that a lot of the things that we're spreading out here, unlike what you're saying, my friend, unlike what you're saying, you're talking about, hey, this is reality.
Right.
They're coming up with a solution that's the flavor of the month.
Right.
I mean, I'll bet you next week we have a different idea that we see from all the pundits. And I'm not trying to get down on the pundits, but for me – I'm getting a little weary of the fact that we're having all these different solutions, and it started with QAnon and the October surprise, and Trump's going to write in. We even had a guy saying that an airborne division was going to land in California.
I don't think we can stop it. It's going to collapse. You can't stop it. That's
county by county.
County by county. Exactly. But we have to put something in place or start working for after it falls, that we can pick ourselves up and do something for we the people.
I think the solution is what we're talking about here. The solution is that be as self-reliant as you possibly can, so we can stand up at the time when it's right against this, because they're going to try to shift this all into this communist crap, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the solution, and that's what we need to prepare for. You need to make sure that you have plenty of food and water and all that stuff.
And toilet paper.
And you have to unplug from the machine. Right. Totally unplug from the government machine.
Absolutely.
I agree, and people are going to have a problem like that. We're going to, Reagan was saying, Trish Reagan, there's going to be some tough solutions ahead, whether you like it or not.
That's right.
And all these people that are on the dole, and all these people that are getting all this money, and when the dollar collapses, it's not going to be worth anything. Okay? So if you don't have any storage now, you got the guys out there. You know, I've had one guy say to me, well, come take your stuff. Well, number one, you're assuming that's going to be easy. Okay? Number one, you're assuming that's going to be easy. And do you think that maybe good people will band together to help protect each other? The Patriots? I don't know, maybe. But
Thanks for letting me know, because I'll pick you out of the crowd.
Dan Bongino, as you said, made a good point. He said, you know, the thing is, we have to find sort of a last bastion of a place where we can all unite together. And I think that that's a feasibility and a possibility. And I think that that's sort of happening because people are waking up more.
Yeah.
I mean.
And to finish the thought on that, is number one, it might not be as easy as these people think that you're going to steal everything from everybody, because look around you right now. People are starting to protect themselves regardless. And the other thing is that, are you willing to become a murderer? Are you willing to go after and become a target of the people in the public, of the public eyes? Because if you're out there marauding and stealing and taking everybody's stuff, you know, if we're going to go Wild West on you, then you're talking about a long rope and a short fall. So,
in another law in California, as you know, is now that if you're in a convenience store or you own a small store and you're a clerk and you try to stop somebody from shoplifting, you're the one who can get in trouble.
Right.
Well, it's starting to turn.
It's insanity, folks.
Right. It is total insanity, but that's what they want. They want the chaos. They want this complete disruption.
Right. We take it back county by county. We go into the counties. We teach them.
And I think more people are seeing the writing on the wall, so to speak. I was just in Los Angeles, and I was around a group of people from all over the United States and Canada, and they're all on the same page. They're going, this is what's happening. This is what's going to happen with the money. We need to unplug. Get a parallel economy.
100%.
Yeah, it was like, wow.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
But they don't want the mainstream media doesn't want us to know how many there is of us. And there's a lot more than what we think.
Well, there's so much gaslighting going on.
True.
And then you got an idiot like this Clinton thing over the weekend, you know. I got a little clip from her talking about, oh, gee, we need to maybe put all these MAGA supporters in re-education camps.
We need to deprogram them.
Deprogram.
Deprogram. Yeah.
So we're the problem, not the guys that are trying to get us so that we're going
to
eat bugs after they wipe off half the population.
Yeah, the wicked person like Clinton.
The other thing is, too, is that, you know, when to fix this, one size doesn't fit all. Because every state has their own sovereignty.
Right.
Correct.
And that's the issue. It's sort of like, you know, and that's a whole other subject. But the point is that we have to start taking it back county by county in the state you're in. And you have to understand where your jurisdiction is, who can interpose on that, and how you can nullify bad law. And that's what we've been going across California teaching.
Okay, so I want to play this little clip from Hillary, just so everybody can hear it. They probably have already. But, Trump's lost all credibility. That's why he's, like, winning everything in the polls. What? Yeah, it's like you can't make this crap up. These people
are... Well, you got to think the opposite.
They're so used to gaslighting everybody and getting away with it that they can't even stop themselves anymore. So this is CNN, by the way, Communist News Network, formerly known as the Clinton News Network, but they kind of are waving off
same
all of
thing.
The... Exactly. So this is an interview that was done in not too long ago.
very strong partisans in both parties in the past, and we had very bitter battles over all kinds of things, gun control and climate change and the economy and taxes. But there wasn't this little tail of extremism waving, you know, wagging the dog of the Republican Party as it is today. Mm-hmm. And sadly, so many of those extremists, those MAGA extremists, take their marching orders from Donald Trump, who has no credibility left by any measure. He's only in it for himself. He's now defending himself in civil actions and criminal actions. And when do they break with him? You know, because at some point, you know, maybe there needs to be a formal deprogramming of the cult members. But some,
you know, something, talk about projection. Lost all credibility. Are you kidding me? Yeah, that's Trump, all right. And extremist, let's see. I'm for not killing babies. You're for killing babies. I'm for not, you know, mutilating children. You're for mutilating children. I'm for freedom. You're for giving all my rights to the government. We're the extremists? We want to follow the law. You want to break the law. It's like unbelievable. They break the law on a consistent basis.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're the insurrectionists. Yeah, I guess burning all those cities wasn't a thing, huh? But, gee, old grandma goes to the Capitol and stands out there in the tundra, the
she becomes
rotundra,
a terrorist.
And now she's a terrorist.
Yeah.
Take her to jail because she's an insurrectionist and all that other stuff was, you know, they're just angry citizens that, you know, happen to be part of an organization called Antifa that has Marxist roots.
And every morning we have a phone call with Trump and he tells us our marching orders for the day. Did you know that?
When did that start?
Ask her. That's what she said.
That's what she said.
That's what Hillary said. Yeah. Oh, every morning, we're all on that
call. She's being sarcastic.
Yeah. I didn't get the memo.
Oh, no, okay. Yeah. She's being sarcastic.
I didn't get the memo. And I don't even like Republicans. I just so you know, I like the Democrats a lot less. But, you know, this whole thing, Republican, Democrat. Yeah, I guess.
That's a problem.
Exactly.
That's a big problem.
Instead of going, it's the government in general, and it's like the uniparty, and they're all corrupt almost to a man. There's a few.
Yeah, evil doesn't
good
have
apples
D
in the
or
bunch,
R
but,
on it.
But, yeah, and it's like, yeah, that corrupt guy, and, you know, I'd like to have somebody actually prove to me all of the bad things that Trump did just because, wait a minute. He's been under investigation for like 10 years, and they haven't found anything yet. And the stuff that they're even got him going on now has been made up. It's like, oh yeah, you reevaluated your property in fraudulent purposes. Except that was the tax assessor who did the valuation, not an appraiser. Oh yeah, well that doesn't matter. That's a fact. Stop. And so, yeah, but. Oh, yeah, but he said it was worth, you know, $700 million. Oh, it turns out it's worth maybe over $1 billion. Yeah, but that's fraudulent, you know, because, he defrauded everybody.
If it's several million, let's buy it.
That's what I was talking to my buddy yesterday. Let's go in on it.
No problem, yeah.
All we gotta come up with is the down, man, and we're gonna make a ton of money, you know.
Hell yeah, I'm in, let's go!
We'll lowball them, you know, $25 million, and we'll take it.
Here's the deal, Mark. Pretty simple. Pigs don't know pigs stink.
Well, that's true.
Pigs don't know pigs stink. And I think that when we look, you know, when we look at all this, it's just, it's ridiculous.
It is.
You know, I think that you made such a good point about this is what's wrong. We have to fix it county by county. You made such a good point on that and pointing out really what's wrong. Also, the other point you made, and this isn't to be disheartened on because we do have faith. What we have to do is, like you're saying, what's going to happen here is inevitable. It's not a matter of if, it's when.
When, yeah.
And I think that no matter what we do or who rides in on a white horse,
let's just hope there's not four of them.
I don't think we can stop. We can inevitably stop.
No.
That. What we could do, though, if we get the county by county situation in the states, is we can put people to where they understand what their power really is.
Right.
And I think that's where the whole thing's been missing. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't understand where our power is. We don't understand how to stand up to this stuff. And that's what we need to be learning, but not just learning going into action.
I believe that people understand it, but they've never put it into action. Exactly. Like you said, we have the power. We've always had the power, and now is the time that we have to.
I have a
Riverside County, Orange County, Los Angeles County, believe it or not.
I know.
And Ventura County, and San Diego County. Okay, these folks didn't even know how a supervisor meeting worked. After a couple of seminars down there, these folks are already active in their supervisors. They're pushing their supervisors toward a lot of different things that's never happened before. And some of their supervisors are crapping bricks.
Do you know
because
what we,
they,
do you know
they've
what we
never
learned?
Had the people come in there
right, exactly.
and say, hey, we understand what's going on. We aren't going to let you do this. No, we're not going to let you do this.
You know what? So, you know where we used to go wrong was we used to try to educate them. You don't try to.
Yeah, exactly.
Or we thought because we could shake their hand that they would listen
access.
To us and do what we wanted. Yeah. Remember back then?
Like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I can shake his hand and he calls me by my first name.
That was our own party that duped us.
Yes.
They said, send it, if you got, don't do an email, send it in with a handwritten a letter, right?
Yeah.
You do a handwritten letter.
He'll know it's
they
you.
They look at the zip code and it just goes to your own guy. It doesn't go to the person you want it to go to, you know? You could be complaining to a senator, a state senator down in Los Angeles County, a state senator down there in Los Angeles, and it goes right back to your guy where you are because you're up. And we were told that by the Republican Party. This is the way you do it. I mean, it's almost like they're in cahoots.
Well,
really?
When you show up at the barbecue.
Almost like they're kind of in cahoots.
Yeah,
it's
let
like
me
when
think
you,
about it.
When you show up at the barbecue and he says, you can kiss my ring. You know, I don't know. Maybe I'm feeling a little more like a peon instead of,
you're a nobody.
You're a nobody. Yeah, yeah exactly.
Well, you're everybody. Somebody, and you're everybody.
That's right.
I have a question, okay? So our local vote counter, I don't think she deserves the title that she has, quite frankly. But if we did a recall on her.
Oh, you're talking about Kathy Darling now?
Yes,
okay.
That one.
Okay.
Her. If we did a recall, is she going to count her own votes?
Probably.
She counted it in the election.
She just says, it's my job.
Yeah, so there's
I'm the only one that knows how to do that job. Ask her.
So there's
She's really
so she,
good at it.
So she wouldn't have to recuse herself from her own recall?
I don't know.
I'm just curious.
I don't know.
I mean, because
you would
think. We were talking.
They'll pass a law. Be careful what you.
So storming the Bastille is the only option. I mean, because if they are cheating on the voting, which we're pretty sure they are. Oh, there's no evidence. Oh yeah, there's a ton of evidence. Everybody knows it, and you have to be stupid not to look. Okay. Now I don't know what the deal is, but wouldn't it be fair to say that if there was a recall on Kathy Darling Allen? Or Kathy Allen Darling, or whatever.
If there was a recall, she needs to go away.
Would she recuse herself? And can she be forced to recuse herself?
Maybe somebody can ask her that question.
I'm just curious.
Well, you know if they ask her what she'll say.
Because
I'd be doing my job.
I'll be doing my job.
Just like she was doing her job when she ran against Bob Holsinger.
Yeah.
She's doing her job.
It's really funny. She won by all of those votes.
Yeah, and the recall, they only threw away 15 signatures.
Well, you know, the one thing, too, that we have to start realizing, you know, the apportionment of representation, I won't get into all that, but the thing that we look at is even when we elect somebody, I mean, Tim Garmin's a perfect example of that, went back on three of his election promises. He went back on three of them, all three of them, the main ones. And, again, someone who wears a recall cry T-shirt at a budget meeting, I mean, if it's just not bad taste, it's just being – I mean, what's wrong with you? I mean, you're in there to set up a budget, right, with your, with the people you're on this board with, and you want to recall one of them you're going to be voting with. And you may even agree with him on something on the budget. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. So a lot of it is we need to get rid of the machines. We need to have proper voting, but we've got to make sure these candidates are held accountable. That's the big, these people get elected. That's been the biggest problem. The whole problem, the underlining elephant in the room all morning is we don't hold these people accountable. We elect. We don't have a mechanism to, or we're just not doing it. And I'll finish it with this. San Mateo County is 86% Democrat, 14% Republican. Does it make a damn bit of difference whether they have machines or not? 86 to
probably
14
not.
Is still 86 to 14.
14. Yeah.
Almost the same as Santa Clara County.
Right.
Okay,
yeah.
So in a lot of these counties, does it really make a difference? Well, yeah, because they could, or, well, yeah, okay. Do I think it makes a difference? Yeah, it makes a difference. But the real deal is once these people get in, I mean, in Idaho, Idaho has 58 out of their assembly the State House of Representatives, okay? They have 70 people on that. 58 are Republicans. 12 are Democrats. In their Senate, they have 23 Republicans and 12 Democrats. And they can't get rid of the machines. They can't get rid of them. They don't want
something.
Wow.
Something
really?
Why would you change it? You're in power.
Right.
I mean, duh. Stupid is and stupid does. I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Why would you change it?
Whoever holds the key to the machines holds the key to the elections.
What's that, buddy?
I said, holds the key to the elections. Is what you
true.
Yeah.
So when you're looking at that, I mean, again, we're looking at the elephant in the room. Do they say, well, I talked to one specific, well, we'll call him an assembly person because it's their state of house representatives.
Right.
But for explanation, he's a great guy. Have a relationship with him. He's one of the assembly people up there. And his point was basically a lot of the Republicans are now voting in their assembly with the Democrats. It's 58 to 12, but it ends up being a lot of times where a lot of them vote with the Democrats on things.
Well,
that the rank and file Republican people, that the folks, that we the people don't want those things, but the upper echelon wants it.
This
right.
Politics are so funny. It's like this last vote on the Speaker of the House. So eight guys paired up with the Democrats? I mean, so the Democrats were trying to get rid of the Kevin McCarthy because they had their own gripes about it, and they paired up with these guys, so they got together and they got rid of the Speaker of the House, and now it's backfiring on the Democrats, but they didn't know that? And is it really backfiring on the Democrats?
Is it? Yeah, that's
my whole yeah is exactly. It yeah, is it?
How? How is it backfiring?
Well, I don't know. Let's see what
happens. I know. Let's get Trump in a speaker. I mean, I'm just saying. And that's a good idea. I'd love it. Everybody would love it. The whole thing is that A, is it enough? B, will he do it? And C, it should have been done yesterday.
Right. I don't know. No. Crazy days indeed, man. No matter how you slice the pie, we are definitely
in Crazyville.
In La La Land. So,
crazy.
And, you know, going back to some of the repercussions of what is happening here, you know, just on a local level, but when you give too much power, and we'll just get this out before the break, and then we'll come back. So I've got somebody who's attending school in locally, and then all of a sudden the school campuses are taking the stance that now you get vaxxed or you're gone. You won't be allowed in school. The new requirement is to adhere to polio upon entering seventh grade, blah, blah, blah. And then it goes into, now they would not let him on campus suddenly September 29th and would not let him play or attend any soccer games or, any school due to number 4 polio. So where does it stop? We've got some more stuff on the vaccines here. And this is what happens when you get everybody in charge of what your son or your daughter, except you.
The government. Yeah. Again.
Absolutely.
We are arguing for parental rights. Think about
again.
These sentences,
yep.
Folks.
Yeah, exactly.
How parental right? What is that? What does that even mean?
Well, it's kind of like the border. There's no border crisis. Who cares? You know, there's nobody coming over.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem with the border. Okay, the border, the jurisdiction is the federal government. Article 1, Section 8, Clause 4.
Supposed to be.
It is. It totally is. That's why they're doing what they want to do, Linda. And you know, we'd love to put more people on the board. We'd like to put like Arizona did. Remember when Brewer wanted to put all those soldiers on the border, and Obama said, not your job.
But there's a conflict.
Not your job.
There's a conflict, and the reason there's a conflict is the priority of the federal government is to protect the rights of the citizens. When you have turned the border into an open border with an invasion, you're no longer operating within your purview from a legal standpoint. Now, is anybody going to call them? No, because they're all corrupt.
Well,
they're going to go back on we have jurisdiction.
Yeah.
They might
but
have
that's
jurisdiction.
Only
that
one.
They do.
The president's one job. He only has a few jobs, and that is one of his jobs, is to protect our borders.
They aren't going to protect our borders.
Oh, they aren't.
They
wanted one solid thing.
Joe Biden.
I'm just saying.
That guy, I haven't even got the words.
I don't think anybody knows
Nobody has the words for that.
Yeah, exactly.
I think we're at the top of the hour here, so we're going to have to go here in a second and come back. I want to play the town hall, and then I got a little clip on COVID.
And then we probably have somebody calling in, too. So with that, we'll take after the top of the hour. After that, yeah. They'll be calling in. So with that, we will take a break. You're listening to KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Take all our money, but you can't have our soul. You can burn down our buildings, and we'll still find a home. We will all stick together, and we'll never surrender. We won't give up our freedom.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jeremy House. The Israeli government formally declared war and gave the green light for significant military steps to retaliate against Hamas for its surprise attack from the Gaza Strip. The declaration pretended greater fighting ahead as the toll from the conflict passed 900 dead and thousands wounded on both sides. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has asked if any Americans have been taken hostage, will the U.S. get involved in the situation in Israel?
Any American anywhere who is being detained or held hostage, that is going to be a priority for this government, for this administration, and for me, but I don't want to get ahead of where we are. We have reports. We need to verify them.
Blinken made his comments during an appearance on NBC's Meet the Press. People in the Israeli city of Sderot, which borders Gaza, are seeing soldiers in their streets amid the destruction left behind from the Hamas attacks.
In an assault of startling breadth, Hamas gunmen rolled into as many as 22 locations outside the Gaza Strip, including towns and other communities as far as 15 miles from the Gaza border. Mark Yosef, a resident since 1969, says to see terrorists shooting from all over, they don't care who comes, who's opposite them, just shooting and killing innocent civilians. It's something abnormal that's happening in the state of Israel. I'm Charles Villadesma.
A Taliban government spokesperson says the death toll from strong earthquakes that shook western Afghanistan has jumped to more than 2,000. UN and local investigators are searching for answers at the site of a Russian missile strike on a small Ukrainian village. Local residents began lying their lost friends to rest with the funeral of a married couple who had attended the wake. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Urgent Camp Lejeune settlement message. On September 6th, the government announced it will soon begin providing fast, guaranteed settlements to Camp Lejeune Marines, families, and civilians. Awards will range between $100,000 and $550,000, with an option for higher amounts. If you or a loved one spent time at Camp Lejeune and suffered cancers of the bladder, liver, or kidneys, leukemia, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, Parkinson's, or kidney issues, you may qualify for compensation and could be paid within 60 days after accepting your settlement, with your VA benefits fully protected. You may be entitled to a significant financial award for your Camp Lejeune claim, but you must act now. Call the James Harris Law Camp Lejeune helpline now to get the compensation you deserve. We're already fighting for thousands harmed by the water at Camp Lejeune. Call now or you may forever lose your right to be awarded a settlement between $100,000 and $550,000. For your free evaluation, call 800-320-7171. That's 800-320-7171. 800-320-7171.
New York's mayor wraps up his trip to Latin America.
At his last stop in a port town in Colombia where migrants start their journey to America, Mayor Eric Adams stressed two things.
Nothing is more humane and nothing is more American than your right to work.
And he says countries in the region need to work together on the migration issue.
To solve this problem.
Adams was met by chants of shame on you, including from New Yorker Emmanuel Lazarus, who traveled to Colombia to show the mayor.
Americans and New Yorkers, do not support his efforts to push migrants out.
Adams says the city can't handle the influx of migrants. Julie Walker, New York.
The extreme drought sweeping across Brazil's Amazon rainforest is already impacting hundreds of thousands of people and killing local wildlife. Experts are predicting the drought could last until early next year. News and analysis at townhall.com. Florida GOP Congressman Matt Gaetz led a successful effort to fire House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, throwing Congress into a spin. New York Republican lawmaker Michael Lawler calls Gaetz an attention-seeking, petulant child.
He has derailed everything that the American people sought for a House Republican majority to do through his actions.
Speaking on the Salem Radio Network, Lawler says Gaetz has become the best friend of Democrats. Authorities say one person was killed and eight wounded in a shooting during a private party at a Pennsylvania community center early Sunday. State police say nine people between the ages of 18 and 23 were shot shortly after midnight at the Chevy Chase Community Center in White Township. A 22-year-old Pittsburgh man died at the scene. The wounded were taken to hospitals. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Radio 96.5 FM 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're back, Sovereign Minds, and I want to play our little town hall clip here, and then we'll move on to the next segment in the show. Here we go.
Welcome to this week's Shasta-Lane Town Hall Meeting. I'm your host, Penelope Smith, here with the latest local updates. In our first brief, the Shasta County Sheriff's Office is conducting an investigation involving conservative groups and individuals who believe the 2020 election was stolen. The Sheriff's Office has records from a public records request from the organization American Oversight regarding communications between the Sheriff and 20 election fraud groups, but is not releasing them due to an exemption for confidential investigative files. Some of the named individuals say they have not been contacted by the Sheriff's Office. In our second brief, California Governor Gavin Newsom recently signed Assembly Bill 854, which is a 25-year compact with the Redding Rancheria. The compact recognizes the tribe's ability to move the casino to I-5 just south of South Bonneville Road. The final federal approval lies with the Bureau of Indian Affairs. The compact also allows the tribe to distribute funds directly to local governments rather than through the state, which has not been distributing the funds. Overall, the compact with the state is a major milestone for the tribe and its efforts to move the casino to a more advantageous location along the interstate. On the status of the jail, Shasta County Sheriff Michael Johnson has announced a plan to reopen the now closed floor of the county jail by Thanksgiving. Johnson said the department will accomplish this by temporarily reassigning sworn and non-sworn employees from other divisions within the sheriff's office to help staff the jail. The Shasta County Board of Supervisors was unable to vote on October 5, 2023 on a zoning change to allow the expansion of rides and attractions at the Hawes Farm due to a lack of quorum. Three of the five supervisors, Patrick Jones, Kevin Cry, and Mary Rickert, recused themselves from the vote because of conflicts of interest, leaving only two supervisors present. This created uncertainty about when a vote could occur. Options include the board researching ways for current members to vote, one of the recused members deciding to vote after all or waiting indefinitely until a new board is elected that could form a quorum. Haas Farm has been adding rides and attractions beyond what's allowed under its current planned development zoning and wants to rezone part of its land as a commercial recreation to allow the expansion. Neighbors oppose the change. The Planning Commission has forwarded a recommendation for approval to the board. The farm's popular fall festival featuring a pumpkin patch, corn maze, and haunted house can operate under the current zoning. On another note, a bill allowing Amsterdam-style cafes in California cities that opt in has passed the state legislature and awaits Governor Gavin Newsom's signature. AB 374 would let local governments license lounges where people could legally buy and consume cannabis on site. The cafes are modeled on those in Amsterdam, offering cannabis along with food, drinks, and entertainment. Haney hopes the bill will aid existing cannabis businesses and attract more tourists. Though recreational marijuana is legal in California, dispensaries currently only allow sales. The bill would take effect January 1, 2024, but only in cities and counties that approve cafes. If signed, the Cannabis Cafe bill would make California the first state to allow on-site cannabis lounges. Lastly, the Shasta County Veterans Office will be hosting its last town hall meeting of the year tomorrow at 10 a.m. in the BOS board chambers. These meetings are held to update our local veterans on any happenings with the VSO, to answer and discuss questions and concerns from attendees, and to provide a way for our veterans' voices to be heard. VSO town hall meetings are open to the public and will be held in the Board of Supervisors chambers at 1450 Court Street in Redding, California. Thank you for listening to your Shasta Lake Town Hall Brief. Become part of the conversation at Shasta Lake Town Hall on Facebook or at 420 Truth Teller on X, formerly Twitter.
Okay, a couple things.
Quick, because we do have a caller on the line.
The first part was fake news.
At the time, I know that they did the recording. There wasn't any information to,
right.
Get out about what was going on, but it was fake.
It goes in the paper.
It was a lie.
You assume that they actually did some work and didn't. I just want to get that out there. Fake news. The sheriff's not investigating anything. And this American oversight is a bunch of crap. And they're just trying to stir up trouble and cause fear because fear is the extortionist tool. And so it's not working. And then cannabis cafes. Oh, that's the answer. Let's just all get stoned at the – that'll solve all our problems. Anyway, let's go to our caller.
Oh, we've got Rich on the line, I do believe. Are you there, Rich?
I heard stones. I heard somebody say stones.
Oh, stones. Sorry.
we need to play that Neil Diamond song, Stones Inside My Head.
I like it. I'm a little short on time this hour, but what I would like to do quickly is just summarize what I talked about last hour on Jefferson State of Mind.
Okay.
And then refer people there. So KCNR1460.com, go to their programming radio archives for those listening. I was on the second half hour for about 20 minutes. I talked about grave concerns again with fairness and transparency out of our elections office regarding the recent testing of the voting equipment. I talked about CNN 10 being showed in schools, of course, Clinton News Network. I talked about, we have maybe a couple of months left to really take back our local elections, the timelines, et cetera, because I believe once we're past December or so, I don't think legally we're really going to be able to do much more to take back our county elections. School boards. School board policies, I'm trying to get them changed to allow an individual board member to put a jurisdictional item on their agenda. Yeah, there's school boards that are not allowing individual school board members to put stuff on. And that, of course, is absolutely tyrannical. So I talked about quite a few things for about 20 minutes. So please go back there and go back and see what we covered there. And, of course, if you want something done at the local level, you must contact your board of supervisors and give them your opinions because they're the ones that make this happen.
Yep, absolutely. And when's the next Board of Supervisors meeting? It's next Tuesday, isn't it?
It's not this Tuesday. It's the following Tuesday.
The following Tuesday, yeah. I think they canceled this one for some reason or something, or it was the last one.
Yeah, well, there's nothing on the calendar for this Tuesday.
Right.
But there's three more. There's two more day meetings and one evening meeting just this month. So
Wow.
Lots of opportunity. Yes, lots of opportunity.
Everybody needs to show up, you know, do what you got to do to get there, you know. It's it is what it is.
We can get a lot done. The 17th, hopefully, the elections ordinance, which was postponed last meeting, it's been amended and changed as to form and content and everything else. So county council is not really going to have a legal leg to stand on as far as rejecting it. So this one should pass, no problem. And so lots happening. And anyways, I appreciate the time, everybody.
All right.
Thanks, Stones.
You want us to announce the fundraiser for?
Please. Yeah, I'm going to hang up now. But if you don't mind, it's in the chat room if you want to look at the flyer.
Okay. This is a fundraiser for California Rifle and Pistol Association. It's for Shasta County gun owners. It's going to be November 9th, 2023. It's going to be at the VFW Hall in Anderson.
Where do they, if they want more information or tickets?
I'm looking real quick here. No, there's a, there's a phone number is 530-782-2222, or you can go to Jones Fort, and they'll have tickets there, or Rejuvenate Pools and Spas. So, again, that's coming on November 9th. Tickets are $40 each, or a table is $300.
There you go.
So,
very good.
Mark your calendars. So, it's going to be at the VFW Hall, and it's Rockin' P Barbecue is doing the catering.
Now, I want to play this next clip real quick, and this is Dr. Peter McCullough, and this guy's credentials are pretty impressive. You know, he's got a Bachelor of Science degree, Baylor University, Doctor of Medicine, University of Southern Texas Southwestern Medical Center. You know, he's got residency in internal medicine, University of Washington, practiced internal medicine at Grayling, Michigan, University of Michigan School of Public Health, Master of Public Health degree in 94. He also is a fellow cardiovascular at William Beaumont Hospital in Detroit. Worked at Henry Ford Heart and Vascular Institute in Detroit. Also, chief of cardiology at the University of Missouri, Kansas City School of Medicine. And then spent 4 years as academic and science officer at St. John Providence Health System before joining the Baylor University Medical Center in 2014. Entered a confidential agreement with Baylor, Scott White, and so forth on. It says in July response to the promotion of misinformation about COVID. So, you know, he's been attacked for his COVID stance, but to say that this guy, is not, a very educated person, and he's one of the guys crying out, and, it's starting to resonate out there because mm-hmm. people are starting to realize, yeah, there's some problems with these vaccines. Now, this is a recent, forum here, they're starting to expose, you know, these people, about what's going on. And he did this talk to the European Union Parliament on September 13th. So let's play this and see what he has to say about the vaccines and the COVID-19 problem.
Anderson, members of Parliament, and ladies and gentlemen, as introduced, I'm Dr. Peter McCullough. I'm a practicing internist, a cardiologist, an epidemiologist, and I've been completely dedicated since the onset of the pandemic to doing everything I can to help each and every patient. These are my observations, and this is my analysis. There have been two waves of injury to the world. The first has been the SARS-CoV-2 infection, which preyed upon the frail and the elderly. And then the second wave of injury now has been the COVID-19 vaccines. The role of the WHO appears to be adverse in both of these. The role of the WHO appears to be operating within a biopharmaceutical complex, a syndicate, a complicated syndicate that has formed over time. It includes the WHO, the United Nations, the World Economic Forum, the Gates Foundation, Rockefeller Foundation, the Wellcome Trust, Gavi, CEPI, the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness and Innovation that Gates Foundation and the WEF formed largely. The Department of State in the United States, the National Institutes of Health, the CDC, the FDA, the MHRA in the UK, the TGA in Australia, SAHPRA in South Africa, the EMA here in Europe. This grouping of non-governmental organizations with governmental public health agencies is operating as a unit. They're carefully coordinated. And the impact has been adverse. At the outset of the pandemic, there was an investigation by the WHO on the origins of SARS-CoV-2. That's when the beginning of the cover-up began. Rear Admiral Brett Giroir in the United States nominated three independent scientists to go to Wuhan and figure out what was going on. We knew at that time, and this has all come out in congressional hearings, that Anthony Fauci, Francis Collins, Jeremy Farrar, who was at the Wellcome Trust, who's now the chief scientist at the WHO, Christian Anderson at Scripps, Edwin Holmes in Sydney, Peter Desick at the EcoHealth Alliance, they all conspired in January of 2020 to cover up what they knew, that the virus was engineered in a joint U.S.-Chinese collaboration in the lab in Wuhan, China. And they deceived the world with 12 subsequent fraudulent papers in the peer-reviewed literature. These were quarterbacked by Jeremy Farrar, who is the chief scientist at the WHO. This is all in the series of reports in the House Select Committee in the United States by the U.S. Congress, led by Representative Brad Winstrup. The WHO has played an adverse role from the very beginning, deceiving the world on the origins of SARS-CoV-2. Doctors like us in clinical practice got behind on this because our governments and agencies like the WHO weren't honest with us. And instead of helping us, or at least getting out of the way in terms of treating patients and saving lives, they got in the way and they impeded our ability to treat patients. They effectively created an entire environment of therapeutic nihilism. There are only two things that prevented hospitalization and death. One was early treatment early on, and then the second was to acquire natural immunity with the first episode of the infection. Nothing else worked. There are only two bad outcomes, hospitalization and death. To this day, the WHO does not support, embrace, or promulgate early treatment protocols for patients with acute COVID-19. That should tell you something. That should be a wake-up call. We're going on 3 years of this. 3 years of this. And still nothing to reduce human suffering from the WHO. Nothing. In fact, efforts that enhance human suffering. Because the first wave was the illness. And I've testified in the U.S. Senate multiple times, the majority of hospitalizations and deaths were completely avoidable in the highest-risk patients with early interventions, starting with virucidal nasal sprays and gargles, and then intravenous and oral drugs administered at home to get people through the illness. Now enter the vaccines. Since 2021, the vaccines have ravaged the population in the world. Worldwide, two-thirds of people took a vaccine. United States COVID community state study shows 75% of Americans took a vaccine. Thankfully, 25% didn't. I was the only public health and public figure in the United States in writing to question the vaccines before they came out. And I did it as loudly as I could. The COVID-19 vaccines in the United States, 94% of Americans took a messenger RNA vaccine. It is the genetic code for the potentially lethal spike protein part of the virus. It was the worst idea ever to install the genetic code by injection and allow unbridled production of a potentially lethal protein in the human body for an uncontrolled duration of time. Everything we've learned about the vaccine since they've come out is horrifying. There's not a single study showing that the messenger RNA is broken down because it's pseudouridinated. It's made synthetically. It cannot be broken down. There's not a study showing it leaves the body. We now have papers by Castriuta who demonstrates the messenger RNA circulating for a month. That's as long as they've looked. We have the spike protein, the lethal protein from the vaccines, found in the human body after vaccination circulating at least for 6 months if not longer. And if people take an injection in another 6 months, there's another installation in more circulating, potentially lethal protein. The spike protein is proven in 3,400 peer-reviewed manuscripts to cause four major domains of disease. One is cardiovascular disease, heart inflammation, or myocarditis. Every regulatory agency agrees the vaccines cause myocarditis. I'm a cardiologist. Before COVID, for years, we've had guidelines in cardiology. When there is myocarditis, whether it's symptomatic or not, people cannot exert themselves in athletics. It will cause a cardiac arrest. And yet across Europe and across the United States, sports leagues were injecting young people who had no medical necessity, no clinical indication with these vaccines, and we have seen a montage of cardiac arrests in young individuals. I'm telling you as an expert cardiologist, these cardiac arrests are due to the COVID-19 vaccine until proven otherwise.
I think I'll stop it there. I'm going to post the rest in the chat room and on Facebook. But I think that's enough to at least give you pause to go, hey, maybe I should just not go along the rest of the sheep until I find out if there is a problem or not. Because I think there is a problem, and I think he's demonstrating that there's a problem. And if you want to get the vaccine, that's your business. But personally, I'm not going to do it. And all these other things to force us into them is.
Yeah, and they keep coming out with more and more. It's not like just one. It's several things they're wanting people to get vaccines for.
Well,
now.
Everybody's saying it's not a good thing. Of course, there's a lot of people that are saying it's a good thing. But I like to listen to both sides of an argument and make my own mind up. I don't like the government forcing me into anything. Oh, we didn't force you into anything. Yeah, that's why a lot of people got fired, and now you got the guys that are running the schools. Oh, you got to go get your vaccine if you want to go to school. No.
So yeah, what a bunch of.
It is what it is. But now we've got another study here, or a story here, and the title of it is Alarming COVID JAG Contamination Shocks Scientists. This is on October 6th, so it's pretty recent. And in early April of 2023, microbiologist Kevin McKernan detailed finding massive DNA contamination in Pfizer and Moderna's bivalent COVID booster shot. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right. The highest level of DNA contamination found was 30%, meaning nearly one-third of the content of the shot was plasmid DNA, and the presence of which dramatically increases the likelihood of DNA integration and cancer. Just saying. Now, I'm not a scientist or a doctor, but these are some warning signs that
there's a lot of them.
And they're all over.
Yeah, and it's and all different types of people. It's not like, you know, like just the young, just the old.
Does anybody know anybody that's died? See, they keep blaming everything on the COVID. But every time someone dies, I ask, did you get the shot? You know, did they get the shot? And the real deal is, if they got the shot, I'm suspect.
Yeah.
So, you know, these things are untried. And why would you need emergency authorization still to do this so you can't be sued? See, that should raise a red flag. So, anyway.
Yeah, I mean, there's just so much. But anything like that, you should be questioning anyway. There hasn't even been a long enough study about the side effects. You know, there could be more to come in that area. We have no idea.
Well, and I've got a couple of stories here on this, and I'll post them in the chat room and online. And then you can make up your own mind, I guess. But, yeah, I'm pretty sure that everybody knows there's a problem that's thinking about it. And so we just keep bringing it up. This is from Global Research. I got the stories. I'll post them here as soon as I get a chance. I'm going to go ahead and play the video on the one. Let me see if I can get it up here. Hold on just a second. Hold on. Yeah, they got sign raised. It's poison, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, there's a lot of things that are going on out there, misinformation. And, you know, they keep saying, oh, it's all the mega extremists that are doing all the misinformation. But do you trust the government with all the information that you're getting? And do you trust CNN? Do you trust the mainstream media to tell you the truth? I don't.
It's hard to know where to go to get the truth, that's for sure, but that's not a place that you go.
I think that's part of the problem, but I'm going to go ahead and play this clip, and then we'll go from there.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, we are witnessing madness. Worse, the perpetrators of this madness continue to stoke the flames. They would have us believe that we face a threat so deadly and dire that our lives can never be the same. They would have us believe that every destructive policy they've enacted has not only been necessary, but that none of these policies have gone far enough. They would have us believe to get back some of what they've taken, we must first give them more of what they want. But is any of it so? I will prove to you that it is not. Let's take a closer look at the threat they have used to seize unprecedented power, destroy economies around the world, and secure trillions of dollars in bailouts. First, we need to address the number that health officials have been throwing around since the beginning of this so-called crisis, the potential death toll of COVID-19. If the current death toll hasn't been exaggerated, we have reason to believe otherwise, and if the current death toll doubles, COVID-19 will kill approximately 1.5 million people around the world. That number sounds very big, and the media has done everything within its power to convince you that it represents a significant threat to your life. The average person on the street can be forgiven for thinking that they, or somebody they love, will drop dead at any minute. Well, let's examine this monster that they've created in the public's mind. Here it is. And without any context, it looks like a vicious pit bull on a 6-foot chain, waiting to maul anyone who gets within its reach. But is it? No, it's not. In fact, cardiovascular disease kills more than 10 times as many people every single year. It truly dwarfs the threat of COVID-19. So, if we aim to keep this dog analogy accurate, we're going to have to change this guy into something more appropriate, like a 5-pound chihuahua. We'll let cardiovascular disease assume the role of a scary 50-pound pit bull. Surely, if the COVID-19 chihuahua is such a threat, then something that's 10 times more deadly should have killed us all by now, right? Well, no. Cardiovascular disease is certainly deadly, but it's nowhere near as deadly as all-cause mortality, which kills nearly 60 million people every year. So, it looks like we've got to turn cardiovascular disease into something less scary, a schnauzer, perhaps. And to represent the 60 million annual deaths, we'll just have to pretend that there's such a thing as a 200-pound pit bull. Surely, if this is deadly enough to shut down the world and create mass hysteria, then this guy should have justified something unimaginably worse, right? But it didn't. So how is it that we all managed to live our lives all these years despite this horrible threat? I'll tell you how. Because this is nowhere near the biggest, baddest, toughest dog on the block. It's more like a cuddly St. Bernard compared to the real beast that we haven't seen yet. This monster isn't twice as big, or 10 or 20 or 30 times as big. No, the biggest dog on the block is 125 times larger. Imagine, if you can, a 25,000-pound pit bull. This pit bull represents humanity. It represents the living, breathing strength of all the human beings that will not die, regardless of what the worst of these threats can throw at us. To really put this in perspective, let's do some simple math on the blackboard. Prior to COVID-19, when we all lived normal lives, less than 1% of us died each year, 0.007 of the Earth's population. In 2020, with COVID-19, that number hasn't changed. It's still less than 1% of us. It's still 0.007 of the Earth's population. The impact of this pandemic on total annual deaths is so small that you have to move into the fourth decimal place to measure it. Even among the most vulnerable, those above the age of 70, COVID-19 would have to kill 4.5 million, three times the projected death toll, to reduce their survival rate below 99%. Does any of this sound like what you were led to believe? If not, then consider the harsh reality that you were intentionally misled. You were intentionally misled.
Well, yeah.
Imagine that.
I know. Crazy days.
If you look at the real numbers of things.
So, I think we should go to a break, and then we'll come back. Yeah.
Yep, we're going to take a break.
Take a break.
And take us out there, Liam, and bring us back, and we'll see you in about 5.
The road is long, with a many a winding tongue that leads us to who knows where.
The Stillwater Powwow is back at the Reading Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through 8th, with free admission for all ages. See beautiful dancers, hear powerful drummers, and experience the celebration of Native American culture and history. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow and the Reading Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through the 8th. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potters, this station, and other proud sponsors.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see.
I'm just a cool boy.
What do you say about the argument?
True.
Talk Radio. Little Queen there for all you guys out there that like that stuff. Just saying. I guess we should touch the story a little bit about the yeah, I'll post that in the chat room. It's hang on a second, Sally. You know, we got to talk a little bit about Anthony Blinken, you know, who agreed to give $6 billion to Iran. Now admits Iran has unfortunately always used and focused its funds on supporting terrorism.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got a little clip here, so let's play this clip real quick and see what Anthony Blinken has to say.
What do you say about the argument that money is fungible? So Iran may have known this money is coming and used other funds to help fund this attack that happened.
Iran has unfortunately always used and focused its funds on supporting terrorism, on supporting groups like Hamas. And it's done that when there have been sanctions. It's done that when there haven't been sanctions. And it's always prioritized that. And again, I come back to the proposition that from these funds have always been, under the law, available to Iran to use for humanitarian purposes.
What do you say?
You know, that sounds like a kid on a playground, doesn't it? Well, everybody's doing it, so it's okay.
Yeah, we knew it, but what's the problem? And let's just move along.
Yeah, so we can't protect our border. We can't take care of our own people. Let's send $6 billion to Iran. And this isn't on purpose, you do understand. We're not trying to sink our country and, you know, give more power to terrorists. Oh, I forgot. We're the terrorists, remember? Not the terrorists. The terrorists aren't terrorists. It's the American people who want to stay free from their government taking over are the terrorists. Well, the government's funding terrorists.
So, and he's being brought up on charges?
No, he's he's.
I'm just asking.
He's probably getting a bonus.
You know, I mean, really?
This is the Secretary of State Anthony Blinken admitted in funding.
That's not a crime when you admit that you gave it to people like terrorists like that.
No, it's fine. Don't worry about it. It's all good. You know, terrorism is all homegrown, and it doesn't matter. You know. We're actually funding. So I don't care what side of the aisle you're on with this thing on Israel. But the real deal is that, you know, gee, I thought we wanted peace in the world, and I thought we wanted a lot of things. So why should we be sending billions of dollars to our enemies while we go deeper and deeper into debt? Yeah, they're not really our enemies; they're our friends. That's why they attacked Israel, because they're not really terrorists. They're defending their homeland.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. How twisted do you got to be to buy all this crap, you know? And that's really what we're talking about here is that, you know, our government is so far out of control at this point that you can't even make it up. And, yeah, let's have some more government. Let's reelect. And Biden's doing a great job. Yeah. I don't even know what to say. If you're buying that crap, you're like ridiculously stupid. But I guess there's a bunch of ridiculously stupid people out there that seem to think that the Democrats are the answer. Yeah. So in another,
I don't know what to say with some of the stuff that we are having to deal with and what we're seeing happening in our country. It's unbelievable.
So this NBC, and what hard-hitting journalism, NBC's Kristen Welker questioned the fungibility of money. Oh, you mean if I give them money, they can spend it on anything they want? So if I give them money so they can go buy food, and that gives them extra money, they can spend that on terrorism because it's all interchangeable, right? Huh?
Can't fix stupid.
How do these people even
get along in life? I don't know because
I don't know
how they keep.
Yeah. In the meantime, we've got Mayorkas heading to the border to Texas to a crisis as daily encounters top 10,000 a day. Yeah, there's no problem. There's no crisis at the border. there's no invasion. Let's send, I got an idea. Let's send $6 billion to Iran instead of defending our own borders. I mean, I could stop the border thing in one day.
I think a lot of people could stop it.
One day.
There's no problem to stop it.
No, not at all. They're doing it on purpose. I'll tell you what I'd do. I'd put out a warning. I'd set up machine gun nests all along the Rio Grande. I'd say anybody steps a foot on American soil, you're going to get mowed down. It wouldn't take very long before people go, oh, you know, that's not very a good idea to go across the border there.
I got to just, yeah. Now, just close it. You don't get to come over.
That's dramatic. And I do feel for the kids and the women that are being trafficked and used. I mean, we've got a story here of them drugging kids and bringing them over.
But the kids are being brought over and then they're being abused, neglected, they're being trafficked, you know, they're being trafficked.
Trafficked?
In many ways. So what kind of life is that? And what kind of people would allow that to happen? I mean, it's happening more now than it ever has, the amount of children that are coming over that's disappearing, that nobody seems to know where they're going or have any answers to where they are.
Oh, that doesn't really matter. No. Just let them come over the border. You know, there's no, you know, I'm actually...
Like 85,000 of them or something they can't account for?
I'm actually in favor of immigration if it's done correctly and legally. And
well, legal
assimilated
immigration.
Into society. Let them learn how to become citizens by understanding our Constitution and our Declaration of Independence and why we're free and the all the aspects of, that freedom gives as far as economic prosperity and a better standard of living, you know, as contrast to a totalitarian regime.
And the immigrants that have come over legally, it really upsets them about what's happening at the border, no matter what country they're from. They know that that's not right.
Because if you don't understand freedom, then you accept totalitarian regimes as the norm, and you don't even know the difference, because if you don't even have enough education to understand which system is a better one to choose, then you don't choose at all, because you just go along with the program, and then you get things like, oh, I don't know, homelessness and government overreach and prices skyrocketing and the shelves start emptying out, and pretty soon there's shortages and supply line issues and there's homeless people everywhere and the government is out of control and they start telling everybody what they can do, say, want, own, buy.
Well, look what's happening with the sanctuary cities. All of a sudden now, it's like, oh, no, we can't take any more. We don't want it. Stop the border. Stop them from coming. Yeah, but you thought that was a great idea before. But now they're going into your backyard. You don't like it, but we were supposed to put them in our backyard.
I'm not a smart man, but I know that illegal immigration is not like a box of chocolates.
Well, it could be. You never know what's coming across the border or where it's from, but
it's like a smashed box of chocolates on fire is what it's like. That nobody gets to eat because the whole thing gets destroyed. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. I got to practice on my Forrest Gump, I guess. That was out of the blue. Anyway, it's Crazyville, and it's going to get crazier before it gets better. And, you know, it's, I guess it's like Bongino's saying, it's not bad enough. It's got to get a lot worse before people go, oh, why am I voting for these people that keep doing this to me? Why am I voting for these people that have open borders? Why am I voting for the people that don't do anything about crime or putting anybody in jail and go after the people that are defending themselves and, well, the store owners that want to stay in business? And why am I still voting for the people that have turned, like San Francisco and LA into a desert of homeless people? I don't know.
But things are starting to spiral pretty fast on a lot of fronts. If you're paying attention to the financial world, the food, the supply chains, everything is starting to really ramp up if you look around.
Well, if China attacks Taiwan...
You think there might be a problem?
Yeah, you think the supply lines are going to be shut down? You think that most of our goods and services from China are going to stop flowing? You know,
well, what do you think is going to happen to California if they keep raising the gas prices and the diesel?
Biden's not going to keep getting his bribes, you know, and his bunch of LLCs out there that, yeah, there's no evidence on those either. There's no $5 million that are happening every.
So what if it was wired to my front door? Yeah. It wasn't me.
Yeah, who cares? Yeah. It's all good, man. Okay, I guess we have a caller on.
Oh, we do. I'm sorry. I didn't see it. Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, kids.
Hey.
In 2000, we had something called hanging chads, and then the threat of going to computer voting. And I really don't believe that we are voting these commies in. The machinery is doing so. So we need to tackle that. We don't have a fair voting system. Everything's off the table. Here's something else I want to consider. Trump said that Mexico would build the wall. It's a border. They're doing so now. Were you aware of that?
No, I hadn't heard that they're actually building a wall at the border. Rather than, I heard Biden was going to start doing it again, but yeah, I don't think he's doing anything. I think it's all political garbage.
Right. No, from what I understand, Mexico's now building the wall because they don't want the influx when the everybody starts heading back.
Oh, then.
Yeah.
Well, we don't want them back.
Right.
Yeah.
And you've got to realize on our borders currently, you know, a lot of these arms that were sold to or given to Ukraine, the Khazarian Mafia, if you will, they're now in our southern border. I mean, they've got rocket launchers and so on and so forth, 155-millimeter shells. Oh, let's not forget the California Senator Leland Yee. Remember when he got caught?
Oh,
Selling?
Yeah. Selling?
Yeah.
It's all
anyway. It's amazing how that just went away and we never heard anything more about him.
How come we don't hear about the Vegas shooting? That was a...
The Jason Aldean concert?
Yeah, that went away, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing to see here. So what, 50 people, 100 people got shot. Hey, you know, that's just a drop in the bucket. Turn over your handgun.
One guy with a bump stock? Give me a flipping break. No. There's reports of multiple shooters there. But people are smart, or persons are smart. People are stupid. I just heard that in a movie. Who was that? Good night. I can't remember. Anyway, we got to fix the voting system. They're trying to quash it now here. The state is by no hand counting. And I can't say what I want to say because I like my freedom. Anyway, thank you so much for the show. Very informative. And we're going to win this. Again, beans, bullets, and silver. Buy silver, by the way, right now, folks. Do that. It's a good price.
You heard it from you heard it direct from Andrew. I think he's spot on. That was kind of a pun, but you know.
Yeah.
I guess we.
Well, thanks for calling in, Andrew. Yeah, we appreciate that.
Hey, let's go to a quick break.
Yeah, okay, let's do that, and we'll come back and. Oh no, we can't go to a break.
Why not? I want
to. Have you done both of your breaks today?
No. Actually, we have not.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry, let me fix this real quick.
That's okay.
Yeah,
I just want to hear
some music.
I get it.
Yeah, I just want to hear some music.
We'll just pick some music.
Yeah, play some music.
Yep.
There we go.
One and a two.
Down to Gorky Park, listening to the wind of change. August summer night, soldiers passing by, listening to the wind of change.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Hey friends, please join us at Reading Civic Auditorium for the first annual Justice Crab Feed October 21st to raise money in the fight against human trafficking in Reading and abroad.
All proceeds go directly to Hard Places Community and Justice 180, both nonprofit organizations. Tickets are available at $75 each, or you can get a table sponsorship as well. For more information, go to justicecrabfeed@gmail.com or find us on Instagram at justicecrabfeed.
Sure, where I want to go. There's a lot of depressing stuff going on.
There is. I'm scanning headlines going, oh.
Yeah, I got AirVax, the latest mRNA delivered into the lungs. Now they can do it by airborne method. You got the. I've heard about this GMO mosquito thing.
I've heard about it. I haven't really studied it, but.
It's a little overwhelming. That could be the.
But would it reason surprise that you?
They're doing a lot of this stuff, too, is that we're getting overwhelmed, but maybe that's the great reset. I saw a thing on Eating Bugs this morning. You know, they're making cricket bread in Finland now, so you can have crickets with your breakfast and your butter and your...
Well, yeah, I don't know if it's Finland, but I believe, like, in Holland and stuff, you know, they really don't have any cattle over there anymore.
Well,
they don't have a lot of choice, so you may want to think about that.
I guess when you get rid of all your dairy products and your beef, crickets are starting to
because
look
better. That's because of climate change.
Well, Jiminy Cricket.
You're going to pick on poor Jimmy.
When you wish upon a star, you get to eat loaves of bread.
Okay.
Bread that are full of crickets.
How disgusting.
Boy. Yeah, Walt Disney's rolling over in his grave.
Well, not just on that, but on many, many things.
We just got a minute or so here. I don't know. I'm a little worn out. Did they play the Jimmy Levy Freedom song?
I don't remember hearing that, exit the room a couple times.
Maybe we should go out with the Jimmy Levy Freedom song. Can we do
that? Okay, let's just do that and play some music.
Yeah, play some music. Go out. We'll see you guys next week.
All right, we will see you next time, folks.
Remember, government is not reason, is not force, it is not eloquence, it is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant of fearful master.
And we'll see you next time.
Well, I know I'm going to be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be,
I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I heave up, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's heaving into you. But I won't walk 500 miles an hour.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.